Welcome to Radio Gorgeous, women's voices on culture, style, society and well-being. Radio Gorgeous, where women do the talking.
Welcome to Radio Gorgeous, gorgeous food and drink. We are discussing today the very first cookbook festival. And I am sitting here with the fabulous founders, Joe Pratt, who is an acclaimed writer, cook, food, stylist, and presenter. She's the best-selling author of 6 cookbooks, most recently Flexible Vegetarian. I am also with returning to Radio Gorgeous food writer Fran Ward, who trained as a chef, worked as a food editor for Red, and has written over 15 cookbooks and currently works as a food writer and stylist. Welcome, Joe.
Thank you very much. Hello.
And welcome, Fran.
Hi, thanks. Good to be here.
And we're also going to virtually introduce Lucy Coughlin, who has been a professional cook for over 20 years. She has written several cookbooks, trained hundreds of chefs for Ski World, presides over a Leicestershire-based catering company, as well as the Ginger Whisk Studios, a food photography studio, prop hire, and cooking school in Chiswick, where some of the events that we will be speaking about will be taking place. Could you guys tell us, how did this cookbook festival come about, and why has no one done one before?
Well, that was our question to ourselves, really, in the first place. Why has nobody done a cookbook festival? We are a nation of food lovers. Cookbooks are a massive, massive big market, and we all write cookbooks ourselves, the three of us, and we were thinking, well, you know, we love our cooking, we love our food. People are obviously buying cookbooks. There are book festivals, there are food festivals, but there is no cookbook festival, so let's see if we can make this happen. And we are making it happen, and it sort of started off as a very small idea, and it's been growing and taking over quite a lot of our lives, but it's been great, and we're really excited about it.
Excellent. And can you, Fran, tell me what form is this going to take place and who's involved?
Well, it takes place between the 12th and 16th of September. It's all based in West London in beautiful leafy Chiswick. It's sitting alongside the already Chiswick Book Festival. And that's really good for us because it's sort of a bigger event. But we are just concentrating on cookbooks. And we're going to be having workshops, talks, and demonstrations. And come along and meet the author. You can taste their food, they'll sign their book, they'll tell you all their knowledge, they'll share their skills. And they're all authors who have got books coming out in this autumn.
Fantastic. And who are some of these fabulous chefs and cookbook authors?
A real mixture of people. So we have John Turode. He's brought a brilliant book out at the moment, and it's called From Sydney to Seoul. So he's actually been to the Chiswick Book Festival in the past, and he was really well received, and actually I interviewed him then, and everybody loved him, and he's such a talker. So we've got him for our cookbook festival to come and talk about his book. We're going to have some exciting food that we'll be offering to people afterwards for the festival drinks, so not only can people hear him do a wonderful exciting Q&A all about his background, and it won't just be about his book, it will be about MasterChef as well, I'm sure. And then people can enjoy the dishes that we're creating from his books. We have Melissa Helmsley from the Helmsley and Helmsley duo with her sister, but she's written her own book that's out at the moment called Eat Happy. So there'll be some wonderful healthy recipes there. We've got Deliciously Ella, some really healthy recipes there as well. So we're sort of ticking the healthy box. Not all healthy though, we're doing a few other things. Some people need gluten-free help if they've got a gluten-free diet. So we've got Jane Devonshire, who is the winner of MasterChef 2016. She's coming along to talk about her new book, Hassle-Free, Gluten-Free.
We've also got Oz Clark, who's coming along with his wit and sharp humour and a glass
and
of wine. Yeah, to share his new book that's coming out. So he will be very good, and he's on one evening. We've got the really sharp Jack Munro, who I think is fantastic. And Jack will be introducing us to cooking on a bootstrap. She's famed for her cooking on a pound a day and amazing, amazing, amazing person. And what she does with food on a budget is beyond what many of us can understand, and we all should learn a lot.
And I understand she's going to be cooking a brunch that people can attend using food from City Harvest.
Yes, from City Harvest. So we've got them involved, and they are going to deliver a load of stuff that they have, because they upcycle food. Basically, they go around the supermarkets, restaurants, gathering food that's past its sell-by date. So instead of it going into the ground, it's much better, because there's nothing wrong with it. And it goes to charities for them to enjoy. So it's a perfect match with Jack Munro for her to cook with this and create a bunch of fun.
Follow us on Twitter, radio_gorgeous. Lots of love, darlings. Mwah.
I also understand that there are a number of workshops that people can attend.
Yeah.
I think I saw one, Get Yourself Published.
That's a really good one. So we've got two leading publishers, commission editors from a big publishing house, very well renowned. I've actually written books for them. And two agents coming along. So they will tell you what they're looking for in a book, because the market has changed. You have to really have a savvy edge today because there's so many other medias on offer. So come along, pitch your ideas, tell them, they'll tell you where to sharpen up, where to tighten up. So for all those budding youngsters out there wanting to write a book and they've got a great idea, it's going to be a fantastic workshop. We've got another one, which is Lucy Coughlin's niece, actually, Make a Giant Bourbon, because she's set up a company making giant cookies, which is great fun. So that'll be a fun one for sweet tooth people. We've got another one. We've got Borough Kitchen are doing a knife skills workshop. And so you can learn about the difference between a Japanese and a Western knife, what a tang is, how to sharpen your knife, and then how to hold your knife and cut it correctly to make a julienne or a mirepoix.
What's a tang?
A tang is the length of metal, and a good knife has this length of tang that goes from the blade to the handle, whereas a cheap knife only goes to the blade and then they stick the handle on.
Ah, and it comes off after a while.
That's what snaps off and annoys you, and that's the £30 knife as opposed to the £100 knife.
Fantastic. Yeah. All the tricks of the trade.
It will be. I mean, this is the thing. You'll have all of these amazing people talking about their books. Yes, that's what they're there to excite everyone about, and the food, but it's the tips and the hints. So they're going to be quite small venues. We're not having sort of thousands of people where nobody can ask a question. It's going to be personal, and people will be able to get a real sort of hands-on, one-on-one experience with the authors or the chefs and ask any question they want to, which is really nice. You don't often get that opportunity, especially with some of these big authors that we've got coming along.
The knowledge that they can share. If you just come away with three things that you've learned, it'll be wonderful, because you've heard it from the author's mouth. And that is what's so charming. And as Joe says, it's in a very small environment that you feel close up and with them. You're not watching them on TV. You are in the room with them, listening to them, sipping a glass of wine with them, tasting some of their food, or able to ask them a question yourself and turn the pages of the book and say, can you please explain this to me? I'm not quite sure about it.
Excellent. And I understand that all the proceeds from this go to charity. Is that correct?
It is. So it's a non-profit making scheme. So we are all working on this from a voluntary point of view. So we have our day jobs, and this is something that we've taken on board. Yes, it has its challenges, but that's what's so wonderful, because we're so passionate and we want to share it with people. People will come along and pay for their tickets. Very well priced, actually. So each event has a price. Sort of set up to each one, so roughly between sort of £5 and £8. If it's a proper dinner you're having, it'll be slightly more, but any of the profits that we make go to charity. We won't keep any of that. It all goes to three different charities that are also supported by the Chiswick Book Festival. And I mean, over the 10 years that Chiswick Book Festival has been running, they've made a profit of £70,000 for these charities.
That is a lot.
Yeah,
they've good.
Done well. And the charities are Interact, which is for stroke support. We've got Doorstep Library and RNIB. So all very book reading related charities, which I think are really important.
Fantastic. How do I find out about it? Where do I go?
www.cookbookfestival.org.
Fantastic.
And we've also got Twitter and Instagram, of course, which are places where you can watch all the up-to-date things happening on Instagram, or all the things happening on Twitter as well. So
we've announced each of the authors, what they're doing, the times, and what's going on. You can also go onto the website. You can see who's involved, who's sponsoring. It has all the details if you want to find out more. And it's going to be a really exciting, exciting few days in Chiswick.
It is.
And the dates are September 12th through 16th.
12th to 16th, yes.
The main cooking events are going to be on the Saturday and the Sunday, the 15th and 16th. But the festival runs through from the 12th all the way to the 16th of September.
Fantastic. Thank you, Joe and Fran.
Thank you very much.
And for more fascinating women, go to RadioGorgeous.com.